You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help! I Suck at Dating. Per usual, it is Jared and me here joined. Well, not per usual, joined by Leah. But we do have a very special co-host with us this week. Leah Block, ladies and gentlemen, from season 20 of The Bachelor. I want to say you were on Ben's season. Is that right?
Yes.
Nice. And did you do any spinoffs?
Paradiso. Yeah, I made a very, very brief appearance on Bachelor in Paradise 3.
Okay. Gotcha. So we'll just go ahead and ixnay the whole Paradise thing. But yeah. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. We used to bump into each other every so often in Denver, but that's obviously kind of a thing of the past at this point.
So sad. Are you getting come so back ever?
Barely ever. I was there for the Broncos home opener, and that was like the only time this year I've been back. But you're still in Denver, yeah?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. You guys are both going? Broncos fans. Poor. Yeah. Broncos country. Let's ride. Have you seen?
Let's ride, baby.
Have you seen Russell Wilson's Subway commercials?
Yes. Did you see his newest one that just came out today?
Oh, I saw it.
What?
Oh my gosh.
It's just
no, Leah, trust me, you don't want to watch it. But Jared, I'll tell you what. So in like all of my football group chats, everyone is always dogging on him and clowning on him and so much. And it honestly just makes me like him more. It makes him more endearing to me. I like it. I would like it a lot more if we were 6-0 instead of 2-4.
I was about to say, I love it when he's dominating, but now that he all of a sudden, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine Russell Wilson's washed up, but this is not a sports podcast, but I had to bring that up because I know you guys are both Broncos.
Yeah, but what about Tom Brady?
Washed.
The man is like halfway to 100. He finally has deserved his opportunity.
It's time to go. It's time to...
I don't know. Jared, I'm feeling a Brady comeback, by the way.
But who's more famous, do you think? Sierra or Giselle?
Ooh.
I think Giselle internationally, if you're asking about the world. Sierra's probably more famous in the States, maybe? Yeah. I don't really know. They're both uber famous.
It's interesting, though, that those are probably the only two NFL players where their wives are more famous than they are.
More famous and well off.
I'll tell you this right now, quick fact check. Sierra, 33 million followers on Instagram.
I was just looking
20 million.
Oh,
geez. Sierra's more famous.
Yeah, but Sierra's younger.
Oh, right. She's younger. I gotcha.
Oh, yeah. She is younger. That's true.
No one follows old people on Instagram.
Dude, no. It's a young man's game now.
All right. Well, sorry. You're right, Jared. This is not a sports podcast, although we do tend
to focus on sports. Candy, though. You know I'll talk to them all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we can come back in a couple months when the Broncos are above 500. That'd be better. But Leah, what have you been up to? Fill us in on your life. Have we ever had you on this podcast?
No.
Oh, like, oh my gosh. Well, welcome. Hopefully we can make it a great experience for you.
Yeah, it is. I'm in Denver. I am actually working on a big project right now. I'm opening up my own practice, med spa.
You're an esthetician.
Yeah, I'm an esthetician and I am kind of venturing out on my own and opening up my own thing. So I've just been touring a bunch of locations the past week and a half and just trying to find the perfect spot before I open my books again.
So esthetician, that's skincare, right?
Yes.
Are you close with Ben's wife at all, Jess? Because she's an esthetician as well, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say we're super close, but we're definitely friends. We've hung out. We're both super supportive of each other's careers. I talk to Ben once in a while, but she's so sweet. I mean, she's like the sweetest human I've ever met.
Yeah, she's great. Have you always done esthetician work?
No. I mean, yes, on myself. I've always struggled with skin issues. My whole life. And so I always wanted to help people because I have super sensitive skin and it's always a passion of mine since I was in high school. I wanted to go to esthetician school. And of course my parents were like, no, you have to go to college. So I'm glad I did, got my bachelor's degree. Ended up actually during COVID, finally, as horrible as COVID was in the pandemic, I was finally able to enroll in esthetician school during that time when I was working from home. And it was a horrible time for a lot of people, but it was kind of a good blessing for me to be able to have that time. And so I've only been doing it a couple of years. And so is Jess. I think we were in esthetician school at the same time in different states. But yeah,
I want to take a moment and just give you a big old pat on the back, because when COVID was going on, you were going to esthetician school and following your dreams. And I was just playing 10 hours of Call of Duty every single day. I did nothing to benefit myself.
Those are your dreams, Dean.
I'll be honest, though.
Dreams, okay?
I look back very fondly on the pandemic in the sense where it was like no responsibilities, no expectations.
Yeah.
But no personal growth for me either, as opposed to you, who now, you kind of use that as a catapult to help you get into the thing that you're really interested in, which is fantastic. And congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Did you used to be in real estate is what I remember?
No.
No, okay.
That's Lace, who is also on my season. Well, there's a few.
Okay.
Lauren, she's also in real estate. I was working as a event planner for a few years while I was an event planner. And then I did a lot of like social media marketing management for a plastic surgeon in New York City. And that's honestly when I was living in New York City and I was doing that is when I was like, wow, I really want to be kind of in this industry in some way or another. Yeah. That's when I moved back, I was like, all right, I'm going to do this.
Nice. So well, I know you said you went back to school during COVID. How long did it take you to finally get certified?
So like the classes were on Zoom and then we would go into the school to do our, hands-on trainings. It's really nice. The school that I went to, it's called SBMA. And I know a lot of girls that have gone there, or are in that program right now. But it's really nice because the hands-on portion is really flexible. So it's nice because if you're working a job, which I also was working a job, while I was in school, you can decide when you want to come in. If you want to do like a 4-hour interval or an 8-hour, and you have to meet a certain requirement for those hours. And so if you want to bust it out and do it every single day, you can get it done in really fast in a few months. That would be like completely full time if you didn't have a job or anything. And then some people take some a year and a half. I was able to get the program done in 5 months. And then I interned at a med spa and worked at another med spa. And now I'm starting my own thing.
Well, that's awesome. The reason I asked is because Ashley is obsessed
with
skincare. And she loves med spas. And she's always wanted to be an esthetician. And so I'm curious if she ever wanted to go and get certified, how long it would take her.
She could easily do it.
Yeah. I agree. So maybe this is something down the line, you know, just to add another layer of responsibility and stress to our lives.
Right.
So we also obviously know you from the Bachelor franchise, a dating podcast. You are with your boyfriend, Ryan, correct? If I remember correctly.
Yes.
Okay. So how long you guys been dating now?
Yep. Still my boyfriend. We've been together for 4.5 years.
Holy shit. Nice. Yeah. What's going on with the fiance stuff?
So it's happening. I'm sure it's going to happen very soon. It probably would have happened last year, but my dog and I were actually like viciously attacked by another dog. She almost died. My lip was split in half. It was just a horrible thing. And I ended up getting like really bad PTSD, and I was in therapy once a week, and I was taking care of her for months. I couldn't work at all. Like, I had to be with her 24 hours a day. I lived at the vet. And then I had some health issues actually with my skin. I saw actually Christina Dean, what's her last name? Shulman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw her post about having perioral dermatitis. And I don't necessarily have perioral, which is around the mouth, but I have contact dermatitis like all over my face. And I could pull up a photo and show you this. It was crazy. I couldn't leave the house. Very, very similar to what her photos.
What is that?
Showed. It's a type of dermatitis. It can be from allergens. It could be from contact dermatitis, basically like lotions, makeup, things that you're putting on your skin. And really the only way to determine kind of what's causing it is to see a dermatologist and get like a patch test done to see if it's anything you're currently using or if it's airborne. And I went an entire year going to, I can't even tell you how many doctors and different specialty doctors and getting my blood drawn multiple times a week. And finally I got on a shot. It's actually like an injection that I give, put in my stomach or my arm every other week. And it is not fun. And I have a very high pain tolerance. But it basically, I mean, it's like life-saving. It saved my life. And but basically, long story short, last year was really hard. I wasn't able to see people. When you get engaged, it's like, everyone wants to be around you and take you out and whatever. And it was just not a time for the both of us. And so this year has been like a complete 180, and it's awesome. So yeah, we've had a great year, and I'm looking forward to when that happens. I know he's the person I'm supposed to be with, though.
So let me ask you, you said you're certain it's coming. How can you be so certain?
Well, I may or may not know that he may have asked for my dad's blessing.
Aww, so your dad ratted him out.
No, it was actually my stepmom. But it's okay. It made me happy. I'm like, just knowing that step is finally accomplished after this long.
That's why I knew I could not tell Ashley's family till legitimately the day before we left for Paradise when we got engaged, because I was like, they almost ruined. Actually, they did a really good job on the last day. They completely lied to Ashley's face, to my surprise, but I don't know how long that was going to last.
Oh man. No, I know if Ryan tells my family or his family, like when he's going to do it, they'll ruin it. Like there's no chance. So he can't tell. Like that'll be a secret until it actually happens.
I made the great mistake of losing Caitlin's engagement ring. So
shut
at least your boyfriend, at least Ryan hasn't done that.
Up.
No. Jeez. Was it insured?
Nope. It wasn't insured.
Shocking.
Just up and vanished.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
Up and vanished. Hold on. Wait a minute. How have we not heard this? How long ago did you lose it?
Maybe like a week or two ago.
Dean lost the engagement ring. Ashley is just, but she walked into the room and she
Ashley. Yeah.
Hi, Ashley, yeah. I love you.
Oh, Leah says she loves you. Leah Blocks on the podcast today.
Hi, Leah.
She's opening up her own med spa. Oh, my God. I know. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait. Back to the engagement ring.
What? How?
Yeah.
When?
It was in a drawer. It was in our junk drawer in our kitchen. And
why would you put it there?
You know,
I'm just always in my junk drawer.
Hold on. Dean, did you just say that you put the engagement ring you bought Caitlin in the junk drawer in the kitchen?
Junk drawer?
Yeah, in the junk drawer in the kitchen, yes. And it was safe.
That.
It was there for a few months because it was just the stone. I hadn't gotten it mounted yet. And I went to go get it to mount it, to bring it to the jeweler to get mounted, and it wasn't in there. And I asked Caitlin, I said, hey, the stone is missing. 4.5-carat emerald cut diamond is just missing. Just up and vanish.
4.5
4.5 carat emerald cut diamond ring, just up and vanish. And
I think Ashley's is like a carat and a half.
You're like, we're going to have to put a CZ in there for now, babe.
So, yeah. So I called Kaylin over. I said, hey, it's where is it? It's gone. And she goes, well, I didn't move it. I would never move it because I know it's your thing. And I wouldn't just move it without saying something. And I said, yeah, okay, that probably makes sense. And then I was like, well, I've done a lot of like sitting and breathing and meditating and like just trying to go back in time in my head and see when I was in the junk drawer in the kitchen, and it doesn't exist in my memory. And we have
you're pulling a Zach Galifianakis from Hangover 2 when he's with the monks and he's trying to remember what happened the night before.
Trying to access the parts of my brain that I just normally can't access. Didn't work. And so I went into that. We have a camera that is always recording in our kitchen. And so I just went back 3 weeks on the camera and watched it at like 8x speed to see if I was ever fiddling around in the junk drawer. Smart. Nothing. And so I just have no idea where it is.
Where's it go?
I imagine it's in the house somewhere.
It's in a different drawer.
Like if it fell down the drawer, like in the back or...
You know what? I have not done that yet, but I'm going to do that immediately after this episode. I'm going to do that.
Why? I mean, okay, so she obviously knew the stone was there because I'm thinking I'm in the junk drawer all the time.
Yeah. What happened?
That's the point of a junk drawer.
Exactly.
Not to put your 4.5 carat engagement stone.
Yeah. Well, so what happened
because
was she
fiddled through pencils and pens in there.
She took it to New York with her to get mounted. Because I was like, here, I got the stone. I want you to design the ring because I want it to be what you love. So she took it to New York with her.
Pause that, Dean. Thank you for saying that because there are a lot of guys out there that just want to pick out whatever they want. It's like, you're not the one wearing this thing.
Yeah.
If Ryan were to go and just like design something himself, which he loves the metalsmith and like create copper bracelets and this and that, I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I give you every single detail. You can pick out the diamond. Like, I want the shape and everything, but like the way it looks, honey, please.
Oh my gosh. I would pick the tackiest thing in the world.
What do you mean the shape and everything? Do you pick the shape as well, Leah?
Yeah. So I like what shape I want. You know, I chose the shape and I'm like, this is the range of carat size I'd like. Whatever you can afford, whatever, you know, you can get, great. But I want like a gold band, simple, whatever. That kind of thing. So he can pick out the size of the carat, he can pick out the diamond with the clarity and all that. But everything else is set in stone.
Right.
Interesting.
So I thought I was being a nice, you know, considerate guy by doing that. But then she was in New York and she was like, yeah, I'm walking to the jeweler right now. And I was like out of town or something. And I was like, well, you know what? Actually, I want you to tell me what you want. And then I want to go do it. So that way when I give it to you, it's still at least somewhat of a surprise. So she brought it back, put it back in the junk drawer. And like I said, last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever, went to go check and now it's not there. But it might be behind. It might be in the cabinet below, like it fell through or something, like Leah was saying.
Yeah.
That's my next hunch.
You got to let us know. You got to keep us updated.
I mean, we should honestly end this podcast right now. And Dean, you need to tear that entire area
house
apart.
Trust me, I have. I've done that. Well, I've done all of that.
Leah literally just said, have you checked behind? And you said, oh, wait a minute. That is your number one priority after this podcast ends. But my assumption is that you didn't put in the junk drawer.
So
it's somewhere else.
So this is what I really think happened was that I took it out. I don't remember ever getting in there and taking it out. But this is what I imagine happened. So I took it out. I put it in a pair of pants that I was wearing in the pocket. And then I took the pants off somewhere in the house.
Yep.
And then
check your laundry.
And then Kaylin cleans everything, and she moves my stuff all the time. Right. Otherwise, the house would always be a mess. And I think she moved the pants at the ring that the stone was in, and now that is it's just gone.
What if it's in the washing machine? Oh my! I'm having anxiety over here.
Yeah. It could be in any one of your pants pocket right now.
I've looked in all my pants pockets. I might be in the garage somewhere. But yeah, moral of the story is don't put your engagement rings in the junk drawer. So I did have to go out and buy a placeholder ring for now, but it's not quite as nice as the first one was.
So, I mean, there's no way this thing got accidentally thrown out, right?
I mean, maybe it wasn't. It was like,
was it in a box? Was it just a loose stone?
It wasn't in a box.
Are you kidding?
What was it in?
It was like a loose napkin. Stone. A napkin.
This fucking guy.
He would probably did throw it away on accident.
Oh my god!
That's kind of. I was thinking that actually.
Ashley, do you know what Dean just said? He said it wasn't in a box. Like, it was in a napkin.
Yeah.
Dean, Ryan did that with his AirPods. For some reason, he had to put his AirPods in a napkin, and he ended up throwing them away and ended up going digging through our entire trash can, like outside in the dumpster, and found them at the very bottom of a bag. Like,
oh my god.
But he did the same thing, but not with
legitimately my biggest fear.
4.5-carat diamond.
Yeah,
I imagine. Well, do you remember what time was it? Like a Dunkin' Donuts napkin?
It was just a regular white napkin. It literally looked like a piece of trash.
So you had something that looked like a piece of trash in your kitchen junk drawer, and you're curious what could have possibly. I know, dude, it's the Rhode Island school system. It's failed me. But she does make fun of me all the time for it, and you're curious what happened to it. Dude, it could be anywhere.
It could literally be anywhere.
It literally could be anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hoping with all my might that it's somewhere in the house, and we're gonna do a deep clean one day in like maybe a couple years. And oh, there it is. Found it.
I would do the deep clean a little bit sooner than a couple years.
I know it sucks. It sucks, but it is what it is, and we just have to make do with what we have. The new ring that I have, I was just planning on whenever we find the old one, just to repurpose that into like a cool necklace or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated.
You're still planning on proposing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I don't want like contrarians to think that you did this on purpose to try to get out of the engagement because now you're pulling a Dean, you know?
Yeah. No, that's not the case. I'm going to say this very quietly. But it'll happen by the time this podcast airs.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, okay. Maybe the day after it airs.
Oh, my God.
Well, then, hold on.
I feel so cool. I know all the deets.
Yeah.
No, I know. But we can't post this, the people listening, until we know, Dean.
That it's a done deal.
Nobody can hear us, right? It's our headphones?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Ashley, he just informed us that it's happening very soon, potentially before this podcast airs.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
He was just getting down on one knee.
Yeah, he's going to give her like a popsicle ring. But really, it's the symbolism.
Right. That's all it is anyways.
Oh, man. What a lucky
she
girl.
Knows. She knows the ring is gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. First of all, Kaylin can't be mad. I mean, she knows who she's married. You know? Like, come on now.
And she was potentially an accomplice in losing it. So she doubly can't be mad.
True, valid point. Well,
So now we're going to blame Kaylin for cleaning up Dean's dirty clothes off the floor.
Oh, no. It's 100% Dean's fault, but she could have accidentally, like I would have, thrown a napkin away in a junk drawer.
Come on. It's like 99% my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 99, not 100.
99.99999.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't planning on sharing that little bit of information today, but you guys got it out of me. Leah got it out of me.
Well, the thing is, we're going to take a quick break, but Dean, we got to make sure that this podcast is coordinated, because if everything we just talked about over the past 3 minutes gets aired before something happens, that's not good.
No, it won't. We're going to be out of cell phone reception for the next week. So,
well, that's exciting. Wow. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get into some headlines and maybe dive a little bit deeper into everything right after this quick break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts, Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Obviously, it's going to be a pretty significant time in Dean's life right now. And let's not get too much into it because obviously we don't know what's going to happen. And we don't want anything to be spoiled. So let's just move on, and as somebody once said, time will tell.
Time will tell.
But let's get into some dating. Wait, do you have anything you want to finish up saying?
I was just going to say, it's not in any of our hands anymore. It's in higher powers, if you will.
Okay.
Continue.
I'm very curious what that means, and we will find out. Higher powers.
Continue, just continue.
So he doesn't have some
You got some George Clooney news you want to share, I think.
All right. Well, yeah, we do have a headline. This has come from Stylist article, Stylist magazine. George Clooney shares how marrying Amal so late in his life has impacted their relationship. So in a recent interview, the actor George Clooney admitted that the long wait provided him with a level of maturity that makes him the best partner for Amal. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Now, Amal is 44. George Clooney is 61. And he says, when you're 61, we agree on most things. As you get older, you're kind of looking at things a little differently. And it seems like finding love later in life has helped the actor to prioritize what matters most. Quote, because I started so late, I'm not allowed to give advice to anyone. I have to look at it as if I'm the luckiest human alive and then just appreciate that. He also shared that the experience of marrying later in life has taught him to find all the things that him and his wife have in common and not to worry about the little things. His wife, Amal, wants to paint the wall yellow. And if I was younger, George Clooney says, I feel like that's a stupid color. And now, you know what? You just go with it. I don't care. Who cares if a wall is yellow? So my question to you is, do you think George Clooney is making a good point? What do you guys think are the pros and cons to marrying at an older age? I mean, 61 is
that's pretty old. Like at 50. They've been married for
a decade?
They've been married for like 8 years.
Okay, so they've been married. Thank God Ashley's here because I don't know diddly poo. Did you guys know that George Clooney's been married for 10 years?
8 years, something like that.
Whatever.
I think he has a point, but also at the same time, when you're an adult, and I mean a grown adult, kids are out of the house, you're an adult, you are pretty set in your ways. It's going to take a lot to really change somebody after that long. You know, it's a lot easier to change when you're younger and, you know, you're still growing. But when you're a certain way with certain things, whether that's being OCD or whether that's how you treat people or whatever it is, like it is, it's hard. I've seen it in with my own family and other people's. It's very hard to change somebody that old. But my dad, he's 67, and I think my stepmom is like 50. So it's pretty close. Not that much of an age difference, but you know, they got married probably like 4 years ago. And you know, it's not perfect, but definitely you're able to see like things that they just will not change because they are who they are. I mean, what about you guys? Like, do you think that you could change who you are for somebody at that age after you've been through your entire life?
No, nope. I'm done changing.
Yeah, same. I'm stuck this I'm way forever. I'm over it.
That's it. Ashley gets what she gets.
No, I agree with you.
You're
definitely a lot more malleable at a young age. Like, you can change a lot more easily. And also when you're older, you, like you said, you know what you want. And you also are not going to play as many games as you did when you were younger. Even from like 25 to 35, it's a big difference. And I can't imagine what the difference will be when you're 60. And I think that kind of allows you just to kind of like get right to the nitty gritty of it all instead of like wasting everyone's time, because you know what you want. You know, things aren't going to change as much, which is nice too. So yeah, I could see that. I hope that, Kaylin can take a page out of Clooney's book, because I want to paint some walls yellow in our house and Kaylin doesn't let me do those things.
Like a mustard yellow?
I really want to paint. That's a nice yellow. Yeah. Like a nice honey.
Mustard honey-ish. Butternut squash. Yeah.
I love butternut squash.
I really want to paint every door in our house a different color, but Kaylin won't let me. So maybe one
every
day.
Every single
let
door
me do
in your I'm house. With you want to, yeah. I'm with Kaylin as well.
Like if someone comes over and they're like, hey, I need to use the restroom. And you just be like, oh, it's the purple door. Or, hey, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And you're like, oh, guest room, green door, upstairs.
How big do you plan on having your house be?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Where you have to color coordinate each room instead of just pointing and saying it's right there.
Well, right now, let's see. We have six doors in our house inside. And so instead of saying where to go or what door to open, you can just say color. You know, stay out of the room with the red door. You don't want to go in that room.
How many doors do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven. Are we including closet doors?
No, just doors.
Okay, I got seven like then. Eight. I got seven if you're including the garage. Eight? So Leah's got the biggest house.
No, it's not the biggest house. House. It's just eight doors. A lot of doors. My house is like 100 years old.
There's a to bring it back feet. To. To bring it back to sports real quick, there is this funny TikTok series I've watched where it's how many games will it take Russell Wilson to throw for as many touchdowns as he has bathrooms in his house? And he's thrown 5 touchdown passes and his house has 12 bathrooms. And so he's not even halfway there.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a long 2022 for him. I think marrying later in life is great. Sure, all the power to you because you know more of what you want. You're more relaxed. But I think the caveat, the downside, is kids, because they have two kids. Yes, I know. They have twins. They were born in 2017, which means that George Clooney is the dad of 2 5-year-olds at the age of 61. Mm. That's got to be tough. Of course, if you're a multimillionaire, billionaire actor, yeah, sure, you can have kids whenever, and then you're fine.
But it's how long you're going to survive and be around for that kid's life.
Exactly. Say he dies when he's 80. Not saying George Clooney, like hopefully he lives far older than that, but you know, 80 is a good life. Then you're seeing, you know, you're only going to see your kids till you're, you know, 24. That's tough. You know?
Well, so, and I feel like the hard thing about that too is a lot of parents want to be able to like throw the ball around with their kid. It's a lot harder to do that when you're 80, you know?
Yeah. Sure. And so that would be that's probably the biggest factor is when marrying older in life becomes more difficult, because then you're having kids later in life and then you're either, you know, a parent who isn't as young as it takes young as going through it right now. Like, holy shit, you know, yeah. I couldn't do it much later in life. If we're in our 40s taking care of an infant.
Or if you're Nick Cannon and has, I don't even know how many kids he has with how many different women.
He's got 24,000.
Nick's got some weird. He's got some weird quotes about kids too, right?
Yeah.
He says like some weird things about having kids, like
if he's able to be a great dad to every single one of them and really spread the love equally, then sure. But something tells me that that's impossible.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, dude, marry later in life, sure, but maybe not like wait till you're 50. You know, unless you don't. I mean, he did kind of live the dream. Like, he was an eligible bachelor until he was 50, and then was like, okay, I guess I'll marry someone now, and then marries a beautiful woman, and then has 2 kids. He has a private home. Where's his house? Lake Como. People say he's like the mayor of Lake Como.
I drove by it once, actually. It's pretty riveting stuff.
Wow. I believe it.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So our next hot topic is Camila Cabello. I know the name. She dishes on single life. Says she deleted a dating app after only 24 hours. So Cabello is officially dishing on her dating life. Oh, shit. Guys, since her split with Shawn Mendes nearly 1 year ago. How long were they dating, Cabello and Shawn Mendes? 2 years. God, I love having Ashley here. She's just like, got it down, baby. Love it. So during an October 18th appearance on the Drew Barrymore show, Camila opened up about her single era and what it's like to be dating again. How do you go on a... First of all, am I the only one that thinks Shawn Mendes a little overrated?
I don't.
He's got a good voice. When I watched Camila on that one show that she was on, I knew because she was in that group. Can't remember what the name was. Asher probably knows.
What's the name of the group she was in?
Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony. I knew immediately that she was going to go solo and be huge. Her voice is just so unique and she's incredible. Shawn Mendes, you know, I like that one Justin Bieber song that he has. It's like a very short song. It's really good.
Yeah, I just never got it. Like, I get Harry Styles, obviously.
Well,
yeah. Do people think that, like, Shawn Mendes is in the same group as people like Justin Bieber and Harry Styles?
I think Gen Z probably does, yeah.
That
I've always
is ridiculous.
I've always thought he was like Harry Styles. I don't think he's quite achieved Bieber status. No, but he is. Yeah. Biebs on a whole other level.
Harry Styles getting up there. Harry Styles is amazing, but Biebs was solo from the get-go and just...
Yeah.
Hold on. Are we saying that you think Justin Bieber is far ahead of where Harry Styles is right now?
Well, in his career, he's had a longer career.
I'm talking about the whole thing. Career, like, talent, about. Looks, like just like right now, Harry versus Justin, who do you got?
Talent?
Or Justin.
I don't know.
Whole thing.
Talent is, they're both very talented, but style, Harry Styles.
Styles.
Yeah, but if you had to like, encompassing everything, talent, I think, looks, charm, what else am I looking for? Just like the whole,
X the factor,
whole career, charisma. The X factor, like everything. Who you got?
I don't know. I'm a believer.
I think if you put Bieber in a mall over here and Styles in a mall over here, quid pro quo, all things being equal, Bieber's mall would be filled with more fans than Harry Styles' mall.
Yeah, I agree.
So you both have Bieber over Harry?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't even think it's a question. Doesn't mean I don't like Harry. I love Harry. He's amazing, but
Yeah, I agree.
Well, just answer the question, Ashley, quickly.
Well, I think that they're very... Today, they are the same.
No, you got to have an opinion. Harry or Justin?
Yeah,
today?
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
In the glam room.
She's going Harry.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So we got... She's going with Harry.
But over life, over the span
of... Over life, beats.
Yep.
Yeah, but 2022, right now, from everything. No. But I mean, like, everything. The whole package. The career, the talent, the looks right now.
Including the past decade.
Yes.
Oh, encompassed?
Everything. Encompassed?
Justin Bieber is far more successful at the longevity.
Bieber.
All right.
But Styles, Harry's getting into acting now. I just saw he came out with a new movie, too.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Don't Worry, Darling. You saw it.
No, there was that one, and there's another one, like Mr. Peabody or something.
Yeah, he's really expanding his horizons. Anyway, that was our rant. That I can't believe how far we went from Shawn Mendes. So anyway, Camila opened up. She was on the Drew Barrymore show, and then she revealed that she gave online dating a chance, but eventually just scrapped the whole thing because people's, quote, intentions were unclear when it came to her superstar status. Quote, I was on a dating app for like 24 hours, and then I left. The first guy that DM'd me was an aspiring singer-songwriter from Nashville. Well, of course, that's a clear red flag. And I was just like, I feel weird because somebody could just be using me. You don't know their intentions. Now, she previously admitted that she wasn't really focused on dating. She also told the Drew Barrymore, but she told Drew that she prefers a different approach to finding love. Quote, when you are just trying to make friends, you're going to meet guys that are vetted by your friends, which is amazing. And apparently that checks out since Camila was best friends with her ex, Sean, for a few years before they started dating. Obviously the question that bears is like, do you know someone's intentions before you start dating them when you meet them on a dating app? I mean,
in
of
what
course
app?
Not.
Is this Raya?
Well, must have been Raya. Had to have
Tinder.
Been.
Yeah.
I mean, we all like Tinder gets a bad rap. I feel like I've met so many people that have ended up together from Tinder.
Yeah. But
I don't
normal
know about
people.
Tinder, Hinge, and some of the other ones. I know friends that have gotten married and everything, but I.
Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble.
We all know she was on Raya.
But.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I'm sure she wasn't on any of those.
No, I mean, she's definitely talking about Raya, and that's probably why. Because the problem with Raya is that it's also a business app. So this singer-songwriter from Nashville, of course, was like, holy shit, here's my opportunity. I just need to get in, you know, life and style, and then they'll name drop me, and then I'll just release my solo album about Camila, and I'll be set.
And that's also something these people have to worry about way more than a normal person like us is, there are going to be people out there that use you or want to use you or hope to use you because they're mega celebrities. Like, of course, you know?
Yeah. When I was on Raya, that's all I was looking for was like celebrities. What can help me help you?
Yeah. I hated when famous celebrities would reach out to me trying to leverage my fame for their success. Like, come on, if I'm a real human being and treat me as such. No, I'll be honest. I don't really know much about this person, Camila. I've never heard that name in my life.
She sings some hit songs that you'll know.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I didn't know that Sean. I don't really know much about Shawn Mendes either. I guess that just all that to say, Justin Bieber is clearly the more iconic figure out of anyone around right now.
That's an interesting conversation. It reminds me a little bit, and not to the extent if we're relating it back to sports, it would be like the conversation of Brady versus Mahomes. It's like you have someone who's like been incredible over the past couple of years, but not nearly the longevity or the successful career that Brady is in. So it's like, I don't know. Anyway, you know that song Havana? That's Camila.
That's Camila.
Yeah, it's Camila, bro.
I have heard that song. I know that song.
That Senorita song. Like, she's got some good hits out there. Havana has, oh my gosh, you guys. Havana and Senorita. Havana has had 1,810,766,000 views. And Senorita has 2 billion.
Wow.
What? Views? Or listens on Spotify?
That's pretty crazy. I wonder, I guess, I feel like Latinx artists have a wider cast net than American-born artists, because there's that those cultures love music, I think, way more than America does. And so, I mean, I can see why. I'm just not much into the top 40 stuff, so I don't really listen to that kind of music all that much. But that's a lot. 4 billion streams across those two songs is absolutely insane. So maybe she's bigger than Justin Bieber even, too.
They're close, but...
Let's settle down. But do you know how much Despacito? I'll just go on YouTube. I know for a fact Despacito is like one of the
Despacito.
Most... Well, this is a little tricky because the Despacito song, the Justin Bieber is actually a remix. But the Luis Fonsi Despacito featuring Daddy Yankee before Bieber got involved. Do you know how many views that has on YouTube?
How many?
8 billion.
Holy. Jeez.
That's crazy.
Leah, what was the song that you said had 2 billion streams?
Camila Cabello's Senorita.
Senorita. I don't know.
Okay, so I just looked it up.
Yeah.
So Senorita.
That's with Shawn Mendes.
It is. Okay, that's crazy. So Senorita is the 9th most streamed song in the history of song streaming.
Oh my gosh.
The 9th most. That's crazy. The number that one is Shape of You by, what is that, Ed Sheeran or something?
Oh, yeah. Yep, Ed Sheeran.
So that's crazy. I wouldn't have expected Senorita to be number... I would, like, 2 billion is obviously a crazy amount, but the number one, Shape of You, has 3 billion. So it's pretty close. And like that's absolutely crazy that is the number.
First of all, can you guys see that, like, the sun is shining through? I look like I have a halo around me.
Yeah.
I feel like I look...
hit me in a weird lighting, too. I'm like...
I feel like I look quite angelic right now. But you want to know something? You want to know something crazy before we sign off? Because I know we have to move on. Ashley was looking up our Halloween costumes on her phone, on her computer, and we were talking about it. But I don't even know if we were like that specific about the costume. Now on my phone, on Instagram and Facebook, I'm getting all ads for that exact costume.
What's your costume this year?
I don't want to ruin it for Easton. Oh, I mean, okay. Easton, don't get your hopes up. It's not like that cool, but it does like there's a reason why.
I'm going to dress up as the caramel corn princess this year and really impress Easton.
Yeah.
Leah, what are you dressing up as?
You know, I haven't, what day is it? Wow. I've got 11 days to figure it out.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
You're on a time crunch here.
What's the first thing that comes to your head?
You should go as Angelica from the Rugrats.
Oh, that's a good one. Awesome.
And then Ryan could be Tommy Pickles.
I love Tommy Pickles.
Well, what's the girl from Hey Arnold? The blonde.
Helga Pataki.
Helga. You could be Helga and he could be Arnold.
Helga and Arnold. Done. Yeah,
I did that. I did that costume a couple years ago, so you'd be copying me, but I totally give you permission.
If you have it, you can send it to me, Dean. It'll save
me.
Well,
I was share the love.
I was not dressed up as Helga.
Share the love.
I will be in Galapagos for Halloween this year, so I will not be I'll be celebrating privately, I guess, on a cruise trip. But you guys, we gotta call it quits here. I wish we could talk for hours and hours about Camila Cabello and Hey Arnold.
That's not
Tommy
how you
Pickles,
say your last name.
But that's just not. We just don't have the time for that. We are gonna call it quits here. We're going to keep Leah around for the Thursday caller segment. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Mum's the word, Jared,
mom's
and Leah. I'm looking at you both. Okay, thank you very much for your discretion, and thank you to the listeners for listening to this podcast. Be sure to follow Leah on Instagram at Leah Block. I think. Anything else before we say goodbye?
Boring. My skincare page is much better.
Speaking of, I was hoping you could give me a quick assessment before we say, how's my skin?
I was going to say, your skin's looking much better than when I saw it the other day. I was like, Dean!
Oh, when I was hiking and I got a bad little sunburn.
Yeah.
I don't believe in sunblock. I think sunblock is a sham. And my filter's on. I got the pre-filter on. Think about what you're doing when you wear sunblock real quick. You are
protecting yourself from skin cancer.
Let's take it a step back even more. Let's think about why we have this beautiful world around us. And
we don't have time for this.
You smell the fresh air. You see the beautiful trees. The sun has given us all of these things. And now I'm blocking the sun from being absorbed in my body.
You're just blocking the rays from giving you skin cancer.
The sun has given me so much that if it chooses to give me skin cancer, I will accept it with open arms.
And that is you, Deanie Babies. That is you to a T.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Be sure to tune on Thursday where maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.